Well, fantastic Friday, beloved. Here it is, the end of the week and the beginning of a new month. Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 through 15. Today's reading continues with the Apostle Paul's encouragement to the Corinthians to give generously to the collection for the followers of Jesus in Jerusalem. He says that God will increase what the people have so that they can give even more. He says that their gifts will not only help others in their need, but also help others praise God. God's saving word for this week has been spiritual renewal, and let's begin our reading. There is really no need for me to write you about the help being sent to God's people in Judea. I know that you are willing to help, and I have boasted of you to the people in Macedonia. The believers in Achaia, I said, have been ready to help since last year. Your eagerness has stirred them up a lot. Now I am sending these believers so that our boasting about you in this manner may not turn out to be empty words, but just as I said, you will be ready with your help. However, if the people from Macedonia should come with me and find out that you are not ready, how ashamed we would be, not to speak of your shame, for feeling so sure of you. So I thought it was necessary to urge these believers to go to you ahead of me and get ready in advance the gift that you promised to make. Then it will be ready when I arrive, and it will show that you give because you want to, not because you have to. Remember that the person who plants few seeds will have a small crop. The one who plants many seeds will have a large crop. You should each give, then, as you have decided, not with regret or out of a sense of duty, for God loves the one who gives gladly. And God is able to give you more than you need so that you will always have all you need for yourselves and more than enough for every good cause. As the scripture says, he gives generously to the needy. His kindness lasts forever. And God, who supplies seed for the sower and bread to eat, will also supply you with all the seed you need and will make it grow and produce a rich harvest from your generosity. He will always make you rich enough to be generous at all times, so that many will thank God for your gifts which they receive from us. For this service you perform not only meets the needs of God's people, but also produces an outpouring of gratitude to God. And because of the proof which this service of yours brings, many will give glory to God for your loyalty to the gospel of Christ, which you profess, and for your generosity in sharing with them and everyone else. And so, with deep affection, they will pray for you because of the extraordinary grace God has shown you. Let us thank God for his priceless gift. Today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, where it says, God is able to give you more than you need so that you will always have all you need for yourselves and more than enough for every good cause. Oh, beloved, this passage of scripture goes against all that is natural. Oh, in the natural, we want to save back. We want to collect more because you never know about the future. We might have some unforeseen need arise and we have to be saving for the future. But God says, no, you be generous now and I will provide with you what you need now. And because of your faithfulness to me, I will make sure that you always have enough to be faithful to others in the future. Wow, isn't that a neat promise? Let us pray. Gracious God, your abundance surrounds me. Thank you for the many gifts you have given me, and help me to be generous with others that I may bring honor and praise to you, and so that others may more deeply understand and experience your love. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to a close, brings us to a brand new month in September. And the time is passing too quickly. But beloved, keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't take your eyes off Jesus. If you take your eyes off him, you'll look to the things of this world and you'll lose your joy. But you just keep trusting in him for the answer to those prayers, and he will come through for you. God bless.